From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Creek Don't Rise. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone. everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 675th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Creek Don't Rise. The band originated in Huntington, West Virginia. The musicians of Creek Don't Rise are Marcus Oglesby on lead vocals, harmonica, acoustic guitar, Jerry Brooks on lead guitar, Steve Cooper on bass, and Devin Hall on drums. Please welcome Creek Don't Rise to the Red Barn Stage.
Remember the night you left me, baby? Swear I never love again. Now, now, bad news drove me crazy, baby. Bad broke me down again, but pick myself up, up, brush myself home, yeah, yeah. Whoa, I'm feeling straight, straight, straight. Whoa, I'm feeling strong, but sometimes it rains on me, sometimes it rains on me, sometimes it rains, and that's when I feel the pain. Feel the pain. From where you're standing, it may seem I'm doing well, well, well. No understanding that my life isn't really here.
Creek Don't Rise, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here at Red Barn Radio.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee, and welcome Creek Don't Rise. You all start off from Charleston. That's where things began for you all. Is that right?
More so Huntington area, actually.
Huntington. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a couple from Kentucky with Flatwoods and Green of Kentucky, and then Huntington and Hurricane, West Virginia. So Huntington's kind of a middle ground, but at the V Club in Huntington is where Jerry first saw me perform at an open mic, and that kind of sparked things right there in Huntington, West Virginia.
Tell folks, you know, listening to the program about that town and about, you know, sort of your experience there.
Marcus Oglesby.
Well, as anywhere in Appalachia, it's got a really good music scene full of really good people. It can get competitive at times, just like any scene. But Charleston and Huntington, just like in Kentucky, as we're seeing a lot of folks coming out of Kentucky, Charleston and Huntington is full of great Appalachian music. Different styles, all different styles, different voices coming out of there. A lot of different spoken word and comedy and everything. So it's a very rich arts culture. Like everywhere else, needs more exposure, and the more the better.
Well, I don't want to start no trouble. Well, I ain't trying to pick a fight. Well, all I want to do is love you. Well, I just want to treat you right. Girl, I see you around here trying. You're trying to catch these young eyes. Well, all they do is leave you crying. You need a grown man in your life. With my lover, the years long now. You were my best friend, yeah. Once again, now you help me like no other. And down I go again. Problem. One of thorn in your side. You got problems, girl, let's solve them. Come on, baby, let's take a ride. Nobody, no, Lord knows that I can't help myself, no, no, Lord knows that I love your mind and body. They turn me on like nothing else. Thank you. down I go again.
Yeah.
What is it that put Huntington on the map?
Well, Huntington obviously is, you know, Marshall, Thundering Herd.
Indeed.
The school is a huge draw for that area. However, again, the arts and music scene is absolutely just loaded with talent. A lot of our friends are there, obviously. You don't have to go far to find really good music in whatever genre that you like. And that's one thing about us. We like to play all different types of genres. Our area in Appalachia, it's not just country, and it's not just rock, and it's not just soul. It's just all these things mixed together.
Yeah. A lot of amazing players who've come from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Bill Withers is the person that I think of, but, you know, but little Jimmy Dickens, where was he from?
He was actually from Sophia, I think it was, and just a couple of towns over from the town that Bill Withers was from. So, I mean, proximity, not age-wise, but proximity. I grew up just a couple towns over from that in Sullivan, in Glen Morgan, Beaver area. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother turned me on to little Jimmy Dickens and Hee Haw and all that at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas my father turned me on to Bill Withers and, you know, all of that kind of sound from the, you know, also from a very young age.
Baby, I don't want to be the kind of man you can't trust. Trust me, baby, that was not my plan, but my plan's a bust. See, you want me around. Around town, what am I supposed to do? You won't let me love you. You won't let me love you. You won't let me love you. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Listen here now, time was, you couldn't get enough of this old boy's love. Things were good, but now, baby, times are tough. See, you want me to stay, but then you pushed me away. What am I supposed to do? You won't let me love you.
And what did your family do in West Virginia?
My immediate family, not that large, a couple brothers and a sister. Mom was an absolute saint. She was a teacher for a little while, but spent most of her life as a social worker doing child abuse and neglect. I do have a song on YouTube for that as well called Angel Looking On, but in any case, she was an absolute saint of a person and still is. She still lives back there toward Beckley. My dad, he retired from Columbia Gas, you know, as a pipeline guy and a gas, natural gas company guy. But he was a type who was always into music and always looking for a different way to express himself. Although he never was musical, he definitely exposed me to a lot of music at a very young age. You know, a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, a lot of hip hop. He wasn't even into rap, but it was because of him that I was around rap and things like that that really influenced even my country songs. So, huge influence.
Well, all right. So both parents loved music, but neither played.
Totally different styles. Now, my mother did play. Actually, I didn't left that out. My mother played piano and accordion, and she could play both, one accordion with one hand and the piano on the other. But I totally wasted that knowledge. I didn't pay attention. I was too busy riding four-wheelers and playing in the dirt. And she sold her piano when I was still, I don't even know if I was a teenager. The singing was always in the house. Mom loved to sing. She raised us in church choir. And so that's where I started singing. Never considered myself a singer, though, until, I mean, even when we started this band 4.5 years ago, I had never been, this is my first band. I was a songwriter. I always, you know, wanted to be a songwriter, but never considered myself a singer. And that has grown as we've grown. So it's been interesting to watch that.
Yeah, such a strong and unique delivery. It just looks like you've been doing it for a long time.
You know, been singing all my life, but never really had the confidence or the encouragement to be, you know, a lead singer, to do any, you know, solo type singing. So this has been an experiment as well. You go to our early YouTube videos, it's the voice has changed, the confidence has changed, and I owe that to being in this band.
Hear the rattle and the holler, that ain't no sleigh. Hear the rattle and the holler, that ain't no sleigh. Well, that's a white coat man with some pills to take. The white coat man with some pills to take. Hey, baby, crying mama, no food for me. Hey, baby, crying mama, no food for me. She gave her money to the man at the pharmacy. Money to the man at the pharmacy. Yeah, things in Holla, they ain't the same. People in the Holla can't stand the pain. Used to go to the company store, now the white coat man gonna own your soul. I see the white coat man gonna own your soul. Can't stand the pain. Used to owe it to the
see the white coat man gonna own your soul.
All right. Thank you all so much for having me.
The band then formed 4 years ago.
Very funny story, and I know you'll get to these guys later on, so I'll go ahead and tell it too. But Jerry, it's really funny. I wanted to get into music. I went to the V Club because they had an open mic night. But it was after the Huntington Blues Society, which Jerry's a member of the board there. It was after their annual or their weekly or monthly meeting. And then there's an open mic. So I signed up for that, hoping that I would meet some of these guys, you know. And so I watched them play, and they were amazing. I mean, there were so many guitarists, and the drummers and the bass players were all great. I saw Jerry play, and he stood out as well. As soon as they were done, they packed up and left. They couldn't get out of there quick enough. So I guess they didn't want to stick around for the open mic. I went up there after a pep talk, went up there and played my songs anyway. Little did I know, Jerry's car had broken down. Fuel pump, Jerry? It was a fuel pump. His car had broken down. He was waiting on a tow truck, so he was trapped and saw me play. And I guess he was a little impressed. So then later on, he saw another video of me on Facebook and reached out to me. And he said, hey, have you ever recorded any of your stuff? And I'm like, no, not really. And because, again, I was just a songwriter. I didn't think I was a singer. So he talked me into recording, and we said, you know, this is working. Let's start playing some music.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't lived long, long time, but I've seen a lot through these young eyes. I seen heartache, I seen hearts break, I seen a grown man fall to his knees and cry, and I seen a woman worry about her children, and look in her eyes when one of them dies. Yes, I seen sadness, and I seen madness. I seen people out there without a care in their life. Yes, I seen those words soften me, and I seen how hard this world can be when I'm down. Well, I pick myself up off the ground. Carry on. Thank the Lord and carry on. Well, I seen people living out in the street, everything they own in a shopping bag. And I seen people living up on Easy Street, everything they've ever wanted, they're just as sad. And I've had my share, yes, I've had crosses to bear, but I thank the Lord and carry on. 'Cause I seen soften me, and I seen just how hard this
coming up
can
more
be.
Red Barn Radio with Creek Don't Rise, recorded
down
live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Creek Don't Rise after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.